Hello?
Yes, hello, good evening. My name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random. Simone, right?
I actually don't live in Pennsylvania anymore, so can't help you, but sorry. But have a good one.
Oh, well, actually, I just would like to ask you a very few questions. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yeah, definitely.
I'll definitely vote. Okay. I'm not going to take that long. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African American, Black, Hispanic, or Latino?
Mixed race.
Mixed race. Okay, what is your age?
I'm 26.
26. Okay, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Very liberal, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Making college more affordable, would you say it's not
10.
Important at all? A 10, okay? Most important. Improving K-12 education?
10.
10. Protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults?
0. Or
0,
one.
Okay. Okay, 0 or 1. Okay. Probably 1. Okay, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president?
Approve.
Okay, now since it is approved and it is strongly approved, or somewhat approve of the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden?
50.
50, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, the Food and Drug Administration? Or FDA?
I guess like 75.
75. Democrats in Congress?
75.
75. Okay. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Yeah.
Just real quick, I probably only have like another minute or so.
No, ma'am. Just give me one. We're almost done. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
What was the scale you wanted between what and what?
0 to 10, in which basically you stand if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, 0 if it isn't important at all.
Okay, 10.
10. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
5.
5. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
5.
Authorizing prescription medication.
10.
10. Okay. it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government of the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yeah.
Okay, so now that you support it, is that a strongly support or just somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay, definitely. And do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No.
Okay, would you say strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
No, just somewhat.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
More benefit? Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Much more.
Okay. Is that, we're progressing here, ma'am. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues.
Other issues are more important right now. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco used by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive? Next option is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing the harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful and smoke-free tobacco products, or don't know or you refuse?
Definitely the first one.
The first one, right? Prohibition, okay. Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say.
Sorry, I think I probably have to jump off now, but good luck.
Oh, we're literally almost done here. We're about 60% of the actual survey, ma'am. I'm just gonna ask you one more minute.
I'm gonna have to jump off, but good luck. All right.
Okay, we're almost done. Just let me go ahead and ask you the next question. Okay. ¿Qué pasa si te deja medio? What do you just close it? Just close it, right?